its current state on WKAR, Michigan's film industry has seen a few changes over the past 5 years. Under Governor Jennifer Granholm, refundable tax credits for films were unlimited. For the 2012 fiscal year under Governor Snyder, a cap of $25 million was placed on film incentives. The following year, the cap was increased to $50 million. Margaret O'Reilly is the director of the Michigan Film Office. She told Current State's Emmanuel Berry that despite the changes to Michigan's incentive program, producers are still looking to work in the state.
We continue to have one of the most lucrative incentive programs for the film industry in the country. We have put some parameters around it by having the $50 million cap on it, which gives us some certainty in how much we're going to spend and helps us manage our money rather than an open-ended process. But as a result of the $50 million we got for fiscal year 13, the current fiscal year, which ends October 1st of 13, we had 42 applications come in. About 75% of those have been small independent films. We've still been able to attract some of the big Hollywood titles as well, like the Transformers. Big Hollywood talent like Ryan Gosling brought his first film production that he's directing, How to Catch a Monster, to Detroit. So I think that we've been able to do a combination of things that we feel are important, and that the $50 million certainly gives us a nice amount of money to indicate to Hollywood that we're interested in you bringing your investment here, and we can attract still with that level all size films.
Has the fact that Michigan has gone from having $115 million, kind of an unlimited budget in 2010, to just $25 million shortly after that, and now we're around $50 million in the budget, I guess, has that sent a message at all of inconsistency to producers or for the state's reputation for filming?
Well, I think that maybe initially there was some uncertainty about it, but I've been in this position now almost a year, and I would say that we've stabilized that message. And the fact of the matter is the law itself, which is the act that determines the percentages and how much a production might be eligible to collect, is in place and doesn't expire until January of 2017. It's just how much every year is going to be allocated to that program. And that'll continue to be an annual debate. We've been upfront with Hollywood about that. When I first got into this position, we made a concerted effort to reach out to many of the large production studios, as well as many independent producers who had a track record of doing projects in Michigan, to let them know that we had funding. Please consider bringing your production here. We believe we have a good combination of talent, locations, and infrastructure available, coupled with our incentive program. It's turned out to be a winning package.
So how does Michigan's film incentive program, I know you mentioned that, you know, it's very generous at the beginning, but how does that compare to other states?
The maximum that a film could get would be up to 35% on some of their Michigan expenditures, and that would be depending on if they use a qualified Michigan facility, whereas compared to most other states, some of the ones that do have unlimited programs but cap it at 30%, for example, or like other states, I believe North Carolina has a per project cap that a project can't exceed. So there's different tools that different states use to manage their program, but with $50 million, we've been able to attract investment. Some of the top movies that have come out, we've been able to get Transformers here. A good chunk of their production happened here. Need for Speed was here. They did a portion of their movie in Detroit, and it's going to be very clear that they're going through Detroit. After all, it is a car movie. We've been able to attract, as you are well aware, recently, the Superman Batman upcoming untitled Warner Brothers investment. And so I think that even at $50 million, it still gives us obviously enough money, I believe, to attract what we want to do by having Hollywood productions still know we're here and come here and bring productions here, as well as our independent filmmakers.
How many applications do you get per year for films?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think that as you've asked, we've cut the money, so are we not getting as much interest? If you look on how that compares, I believe the year that we spent $115 million on this program, we got about 60 applications. We got 42 this year with 50. So even though we have half the money or less than half the money, we still have two-thirds of the number of applications that are coming in. So I think that's, again, proof that we're still utilizing our money and spreading across a wide, diverse type of projects, large ones, smaller ones, Michigan-based ones, ones that support the Michigan industry.
So in looking at the range from these big blockbusters mm-hmm. to these smaller films, I guess, how do you decide which ones are going to bring the most benefit to the state?
If you look at our law, it lays out several factors that we look at when we are reviewing applications for approval. It looks at things like the jobs, the track record of the production company, and our level of comfort that they're going to complete the film and be able to finance the film. It looks at how much they're going to use Michigan companies. Obviously, it looks at many different factors, including if the production were going to happen here or not without the incentive. So we kind of look at those. We look at the order they come in. We look at the projects that use Michigan crew, use Michigan vendors, and services, and have most of their investment here in the state for their whole project. Those are the ones we really like.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these bigger movies, at least, and even movies like Ryan Gosling's, are being filmed in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about why Detroit is an attractive backdrop for these films.
Technically, there's an issue with some of the major production companies that want to utilize the crew in Detroit that has a track record of working with productions and some of their union contracts that have a 30-mile radius. So there's naturally an issue there that sometimes we hear that productions obviously want to stay within that 30-mile radius. Otherwise, it triggers some other cost to their production. But I do think that we are working hard to try and have productions look across the state toward investments in other parts of the state. We've had several productions, two or three different productions, independent ones up north, Traverse City. We have one up in the UP, I believe. We've had interest from, I believe, Transformers did some scenes here in Lansing during their production. So I think it's a matter of getting the message out to the productions that we support all of them from across the state. And they come to us and say, we're looking for this. What might you have available? And we kind of go with what they're looking for, but then also say, but you know, there's these other areas as well. And obviously, from a production's perspective, the more that a production travels, the more time it is, sometimes the more cost it is. So I think that from a management perspective, they like to keep it a little more condensed. But obviously, we're making sure they know that there's a lot to offer in Michigan, and it is a big state.
Who's Michigan's biggest competitor?
It depends on how you look at it. I would say that probably the states that get the most business out of Hollywood, besides California, New York, which still continue to get, they're kind of the traditional old line productions, and that's where a lot of the industry continues to be. Louisiana and Georgia and North Carolina, Michigan, Chicago is getting a lot of business, but I believe we still have had more investment than Chicago this past fiscal year. But I don't know for certain. I'd have to look at the exact numbers. Back a few months ago, we were certainly on track for that. So I would say those are our biggest competitors. If you're looking at where does Hollywood spend more money? Those are probably the states that we hear the most about.
What other areas or other projects would you like to see more investment in?
Well, we, in addition to the continuation of independent films and movie productions, major movie productions, we'd continue to like to see, or we're trying to push and grow more of the video game development, mobile application, digital media, type of industry and post-production industry. 5% of our funding legislatively is mandated to be used on post-production activities. So we naturally have some monies available for projects that do that, and we're trying to get some of these projects to do their post-work here. But in addition to that, the whole video game development is a real opportunity for the state. We have great resources here from our educational institutions, including Michigan State, and they have a game development program, as well as Ferris State, College for Creative Studies in Detroit. Henry Ford's got a lab down there, Henry Ford Community College. Northwestern Michigan College up north has an animation program. There's just a number of universities that are in this arena, and a lot of students graduating from Michigan that want to go into this industry. It's a natural fit for a computer science major to go into video game development, and that is the type of production that is eligible to apply under our program. So we've made that a priority this past fiscal year. We've been able to increase our investment in that area from the previous fiscal year by, you know, over 200%. So we're pretty happy with that. We'd like to see that trend continue. And, you know, we want to help with the brain drain of some of those computer science majors and those video game people wanting to move out to San Francisco. We've got a couple companies here that have moved back or have moved to Michigan from San Francisco. Cost of living is less here, a great workforce to choose from, great quality of life for their families. So we think that's a real opportunity as well.
Critics of Michigan's incentive program have argued that Michigan's giving more money that they're getting back and that local talent or local businesses aren't being utilized. Do you think that's the case?
I don't believe that's true. Number one, our program is naturally designed to provide more money to productions that use Michigan people versus non-Michigan people. And again, I talked about that percentage going down. It'll continue to go down till it zeroes out in a couple years completely. We also have a percentage for using Michigan vendors, Michigan service providers, Michigan businesses to help support a production. And I don't think it's just the independents that are doing that. Even the big movies are doing that. Superman reported, as you know, or we reported through our office, they're going to use, you know, 500 small businesses, 6,000 extras, 400 jobs. I mean, you can't beat those numbers. $131 million investment. That should be a good project for a lot of people, and I think people are real excited about it. But the independents as well. I mean, they typically use a lot of homegrown talent and crew, and that helps them as well.
Margaret O'Reilly is the director of the Michigan Film Office. Margaret, thanks for your time.
Thank you.